the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
One of those, morning show promotion things. And, you know, we're in the club.
Oh.
And it's some club somewhere downtown. I can't even remember
which
club.
We do that again?
Yeah. It was somewhere downtown. And Paolo Nutini was going to perform. Because at that time, people cared about that song.
Okay.
Kind of. Not a lot, but kind of. And so there's a big group of people. There's probably 100 people in there. And everybody's having a good time. And then we introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Paolo Nutini. And nobody pays any attention at all.
Right.
You know, they're like, you could see them kind of look up and go, oh, and then continue on with their conversations and their drinks and whatever they're doing.
They're having
a good time. And Paolo comes out with his, two band members, and he's playing.
Right.
He plays a couple songs, and no one pays any attention at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no one's even looking at him.
Okay.
And he's playing. So after the second song, he's like, hello. If you don't pay attention, we're going to leave.
Oh my god!
We're going to leave if you don't pay attention.
Really?
And everybody kind of looked up, like, oh, okay. and so Paolo went into his big hit.
Yep, new shoes.
He goes into his big hit. And nobody was paying attention during it.
Oh, my God.
So Paolo Nutini stops halfway through the song.
Stop it.
And walks off stage and leaves.
No, he doesn't.
And the best part is nobody notices that.
Oh, my God.
So he walks off stage. The stage is completely empty. There's no music playing, but everybody's still having their conversations and their drinks and getting stuff. Nobody pays any attention. But here's the good part. I was watching it all unfold from a distance about 15 seconds after he left the stage, he realized that nobody's like, oh, no, come back.
No. Right. Oh, no.
And you can see him peek around the corner of the stage.
Stop!
And look out at the crowd.
Like, is anybody looking?
Right. Did anybody notice me leave?
No.
And he peeks around the corner, and nobody notices him.
That's so
and
sad.
That was the end. He didn't play any more music. And nobody cared.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nobody's like, hey, I want my money back because I didn't get to hear New Shoes by Paolo Nutini. Everybody's like, oh, this is a pretty good party. And then we're like, did you like Paolo Nutini? And they're like, who's he?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, the guy that was singing. Like, we didn't even see him.
Right.
Could you imagine being like, did one person miss me?
We didn't even notice he was up there.
Yeah, I thought it was a brand of sparkling wine, Paolo Nutini.
Yeah, that was it.
That's
our Paolo Nutini
that
story.
That is an amazing story. I can't believe he actually followed through with it. Like, that seems like one of those things you say.
So here's what we're going to do. So, hey, I was wondering. Now I'm wondering. Okay? I had a hey, I was wondering. I'm going to hold it until tomorrow. I'm wondering, was that story worth sitting around for, yes or no? 312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Swanee, let's take 5 votes from people who sat around and waited for that story, if that was worth it. Like right now, you're going, okay, that was worth it. Now I'm going to
work. I enjoyed that.
Or if you're saying to yourself, I'm never going to get those 3 minutes of my life back. I'm really, truly curious to see if that was worth it.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
312-233-1019. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The fifth voter will give you one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
All right, that you normally get for asking a hey, I was wondering.
Right.
This one you get for responding to a hey, I was wondering.
Awesome.
Right? Was it worth it? Was it not worth it? Be honest. I can handle it.
Yeah, you don't. You'd probably say it wasn't worth it.
It doesn't affect me in the least. I can handle it.
I always enjoy that story myself.
312. Don't skew the votes there.
No. Why? Not that that should have any impact on your vote.
But you know, this is the busiest the phones have been on the 5:30 club.
Oh no, you think it's good or bad?
Since March. Since March. This is the busiest phone response we have seen since March, and it's either going to be, man, oh man, my day is made right now, or man, oh man, why wasn't I listening to NPR? It's going to be one of those two. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
For the results. 5 votes. 5th vote is Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi. Did you sit around and wait for the Paolo Nutini story?
I'm listening to it as I'm driving to work.
All right. Was it worth the wait or not?
Yes, it was.
All right.
It's a good story, right?
It was.
Was it really a decent story? It's absolutely 100% true, just so you know. 100% true, that did happen. So, normally I would lie to you about stories, but that was accurate.
You've been known to do that. Yeah. But it's unbelievable that he actually walked off the stage.
Do you wish you were there kind of, Robin, just to watch it?
Yes, I do.
The interesting thing, like I said, is you could have been there to watch it, but you probably wouldn't have seen it because nobody in the crowd even noticed. They did not notice. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, look at this. What do we? First of all, Robin, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. Thanks for listening on the 530 Club, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. All five said it was worth it.
All Woo-hoo! Right. There we go.
Top three nicknames you lived with as a child. Pickle. Like you never order the pickle with the sandwich, but the pickle always comes with the sandwich. It's like your little brother.
Yeah.
You never really want him to come along. He just kind of tags along with everything that you do. He's Pickle.
Yep.
Woody, you were known as what?
Mouse.
Mouse. Why?
Well, I was told, compared to a taxi going down an alley with its doors open, my ears.
Your ears. Got it.
Oh.
I got you. Sue, you were known as what?
Bird.
Why?
Every time I walked outside in the summer, bird crapped on my head.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Tough break.
Good luck.
No, it's not. It's a bird crapping on your head, and you're just saying it's good luck to make it okay that a bird crapped on your head. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Known as?
Booger.
Why would that be? Obvious reasons?
I was always very sickly as a child, so my nose was always running. So my grandma would say, "Get over here, booger, so I can wipe your nose."
Gotcha.
The worst part is it lasted through middle school, high school, until adulthood.
Right. And to this very moment right now.
Yeah.
At number three, known as what, John?
Bones.
But
it unfortunately transitioned into boner as well as I got older.
Right. That's a natural transition for a teenager to evolve bones into boner.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Tied with Jessica at number three. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
You are?
My nickname was Gok.
Gok.
G-O-C-K, yeah.
Sounds like something you do when you have a cold.
It does.
Yeah, my brother was never able to say my name, Jessica.
So he just went with Gok.
Yes.
It's really isn't even close to Jessica.
No,
but I got it.
It's
I got
weird.
It. I got it. At number two, Bill.
Less Toil.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Less Toil, the old cleaner.
Less Toil?
Less Toil.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lysol.
No, it was Less Toil.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember it either.
Because you're dirty or why?
No, because it kind of rhymed with my last name.
Oh, okay.
All right, well then, all of this is fitting. And finally in at number one, Virginia spent her life known as what?
Blunderbuss.
All right. Explain that one.
It's a gun with a wide nozzle, otherwise known as a big mouth. Apparently, I talked a lot, and my grandmother said, look it up, that's what you are, and it stuck. My brother called me that for the rest of my life.
So you were named after a firearm.
Yes, a
Got
big
it.
Mouth.
Got it.
A big mouth firearm.
A big mouth firearm. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Good to know. Children running in museum knock over $60,000 glass sculpture of Disney Castle.
Can you imagine?
Mom and Dad make a run for the camera to get out of there. 312-233-1019. Who cost their parents the most money?
Oh, these are going to be good.
Back when you were a kid, something went sideways on you. Big Bill. We'll find out. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Cost your parents big money?
Well, my 14-year-old son and all his buddies were over swimming in our pool here, so he cost me the money.
Ah. Yeah.
But we have a very nice slide, and we have a very nice diving board.
Right.
But they chose to use the slide as a diving board and broke it and cracked it.
Oh, you can't do that.
They trashed the pool slide. What's a pool slide run a guy?
$3,000.
Oh, my God. What the?
A 3K large pool slide.
But now you can get a bigger one. Yeah.
Do you pass the hat with him and his buddies going, all right, everybody kick in a hundo?
You know, I wanted to. We wanted to call the parents because it was not my son, of course. It was another kid.
It always
and I'm
is.
Like, no, maybe he'll do the right thing and go home and tell his mom and dad what happened and maybe they'll kick something in. Nah.
What, are you crazy?
No.
You know what? At my age, if I did that to your pool, I wouldn't go home and tell my mom and dad. No way.
I know.
No way.
No, you're embarrassed. No you can't tell your mom way. And dad that.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Kids costing money.
Yes.
What happened to you?
I took out 13 cars with my grandfather's car when I was 5 years old.
13? You took out 13 cars?
Yes.
You were trying to drive at the age of five?
No, I was standing on my grandfather's seat. He walked around to get my my mother and my sister out of the back seat, and I put it in drive and drove down the one-way street in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Thank God you're okay.
No kidding.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I was okay. My dad was running after the car and finally caught me.
Well, the good
yeah,
thing
he
is
was able to catch it because it would hit a car and slow down and hit a car and slow
and
down.
And he can't reach the gas pedal.
Yeah.
No, wow. It was a high idle, though. My grandfather and I got over it. My dad always reminds me of it.
Wow. Oh.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's a fun call to Geico. Boy, it cost your parents big bucks, Sean.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great.
Great show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Aw, thanks.
Thanks.
I was climbing up on my neighbor's roof and started tearing off shingles and threw them like frisbees.
Just for fun? Just because you felt destructive?
Just for fun.
Right.
Oh, wow.
How old were you?
28.
I was probably about 9.
Okay.
9? On top of a roof?
At 9 years old, that's what you came up with. You're like, you know what? I'm going to get a ladder. I'm going to climb up there. I'm going to rip the roof apart.
Is it hard to tear the shingles off?
No, actually, it was just the tabs, and they do really fly good.
Oh, man, they do.
Now
I bet they fly good, yeah.
Those things are flying.
Yeah.
I think I hold a record for however far I was able to throw it. Easy for me to say.
Yeah. Right.
Anybody listening who sleeps separately, a couple that sleeps separately, because I read two stories, and we'll see if these affect or apply to your current situation.
I know. I'm so interested.
You should know this. Every single phone line is ringing. Every single one.
This is great. This is great.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, good morning.
You sleep separately?
We do. And I don't sleep well, so that's part of the reason. But I don't sleep well, and I'm tossing and turning all night. My husband's a furnace, and he snores. And he likes to be covered in four blankets, and I like something super light because I'm like a heater myself. So, very much in love.
All right.
Just can't sleep with them.
Who's in the guest room, or is somebody on the couch, or is it a basement, or somebody sleeping in the car in the garage? How's the breakdown?
No, just one is in the guest room and one is in the master room.
Which one do you get?
Master, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Come on.
Of course. There's a survey, Heather, that says how you prefer to sleep could make or break your relationship.
Oh.
But you say yours is fine.
Very much in love.
A whopping 62% said they would hesitate to get involved with someone who had a favorite sleep situation that was different than their own. So that's the majority, but you would be in the minority because your sleep situations are completely different.
And we didn't start this way. It just kind of evolved that way, and we just got better sleep sleeping separately.
42% like a warm and toasty bedroom, while 44% enjoy a chilly room. Which one's you?
Chilly.
You like the chilly? He likes warm and toasty?
Yep.
Many people, 43%, like leaving the window open, but 40% want their window shut.
Depends if it's hot or cold out. If it's chilly out, I want it cracked. Uh-huh. And I have the ceiling fan going all night, and he doesn't like that.
Okay. 41% prefer a softer mattress, while 25% want it firm.
I like it very firm.
Yeah.
How about him?
He could care less.
Yeah.
He could sleep anywhere.
He can sleep in one big pillow.
Right.
Aww.
All right. That's interesting. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
I sleep in separate bedrooms?
We do.
Why is that?
Husband's choice, actually. He rocks and rolls all night, and I do too.
I know we are.
He wants to rock and roll all night.
Yeah. Come on, baby. We're going to rock and roll all night long.
No, we're not. I'm going to sleep out there.
Boy. All right, so he wants to rock and roll, and you don't.
Correct.
Gotcha. Where does he sleep, and where do you sleep?
I sleep in the master, and he sleeps in the guest room.
I'm seeing a system here.
I have a question, though. Like, where are his clothes? Does he take, like, his pajamas in the guest bedroom, then?
Everything he has is in his guest bedroom.
Oh, wow. He is.
He's the guest.
He's the guest in his own home.
Yes.
Okay.
How long has it been like this, Cindy? How long has this been going on?
We've slept together in the same bedroom for probably 30 years. We've been married 42.
Wow,
so
look at you.
Holy...
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. You're married a long time. The system starts to work. Hi, Janet.
Hi. How are you?
Separate bedrooms?
Yes, absolutely. About 20 years.
We've
been
Happily married for 35.
Look at all, these people that have been married forever.
Happily, right? Too.
And the system is working for them. Sue.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. Married and sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Married 36 years.
Look at this.
We, we have our own bedrooms, actually. No guest bedroom.
Oh.
Couples, in another study, couples that sleep together sleep better, they say.
Oh,
you don't
God,
agree.
Way better. Yeah.
No, it says couples that sleep together sleep better.
Oh,
you would say
no,
otherwise.
No. I had to kick my husband out all the night. He wakes himself up snoring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's
so
loud. So, when my kids moved out, I took my daughter's bedroom. I painted it lavender. It's all relaxing and nice.
Smells like lavender. Around. There's unicorns on the wall.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I've got a little mobile over the bed in case I need a little distraction. It's very, very nice. Trying to find out on Text Topic of the Day what your significant other constantly complains about when it comes to you. We got a lot of texts, didn't we?
So many are flowing in. They're still coming in.
Being on the phone too much. How loud I chew. A lot of how loud I chew.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
And a lot of not closing the cabinets.
My smell after work.
Mm. When I read that, do you think that's a boy or a girl who
I'm
smells?
I'm going to go that's a guy.
Right, yeah. Probably.
Guys just tend to smell more to girls.
I know.
That's true.
Setting too many alarms in the morning.
Oh, man, that's me.
using the hairbrush because I shed a lot.
Mm.
Leaving my dirty tea mugs around the house. And then a couple of other ones here.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Let's talk to a few of these folks. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for participating. Thanks for your text. Your significant other complains about you?
Yes, that I have closure issues. I leave everything from the laundry detergent to the shampoo bottle half turned and half open so that when he uses it, it spills everywhere.
Ah, so you're not screwing the caps on things tightly enough.
That is correct.
Okay. Yes. And does this result in arguments, disagreements, fights?
A few, especially when he does get something dumped on him, then he gets a little perturbed. But mostly he basically just says, I have closure issues.
Closure.
And he expects it now.
Right.
So
okay.
He's more careful now when he goes to open something or if he goes to grab something that has a cap on it.
Why do you feel like you are incapable of closing things tightly?
I have no idea. I think it's just I do most things kind of half, you know,
ass.
Blank. Yes, I didn't know if I could say that until on the radio.
Has it ever happened to you where you forget that you didn't screw it on all the way and then you dump it on yourself and you get mad at yourself?
No, never.
That's purely his problem.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a him problem.
Totally. All right. He knows by now. We've been married for 18 years. You'd think he'd know by now. So.
You think he'd know.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, hold on a second, okay, Chris?
Okay.
All right, hold on. We're going to let Jeanette join us. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Eric.
And your significant other constantly complains about what when it comes to you?
Whenever I turn off the car, he always wants me to turn off the radio and the heat or the air conditioning because he says it's hard on the engine to restart it that way.
Really?
And I'm always like, I don't think it matters.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it in my car. But then we get back in the car from, you know, doing some shopping or whatever in his car, he'll turn the engine on and then he'll sit there and chat. And I'm like, can you turn the air conditioning on? I'm sweating here.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's get
this
thing moving.
So he believes that when the car is turned off, everything needs to be powered down.
Absolutely.
And has become a source of contention between you. Are there fights? Are there arguments? Are there disagreements?
We just kind of sniff at each other and go, no.
A lot of sniffing. Mm. All right, hold on, okay? You still with us, Chris?
I am.
All right, Jeanette, hold on. We'll be right with you, okay, Jeanette? Yeah, Jeanette?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Hold on. One more.
She thought it was rhetorical.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi. Your significant other seems to be complaining about you a lot. In specific, what?
Well, when I make sandwiches, I make them on the kitchen counter, and if he happens to walk up in the sandwiches, he'll be perturbed that it's not on a cutting board or on a plate. Directly on the counter.
Right,
if
so he doesn't want his ham sandwich put together on some filthy counter somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do clean the counter off before I cook,
but
he's not seen that.
Right.
So if I hear him walking up the stairs, I'm thinking, oh, no, here he comes.
Oh, no, I got to hold the sandwich now in my hand.
Yeah. And you're making the sandwich in midair.
Yeah, here we go.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's hard to do.
Uh-huh. And do you guys fight, argue, and disagree about this?
We used to, and then I wised up and said, you can make your own sandwiches whatever way you want.
That's an
there
option.
There you go.
Always a good answer.
That's an option. All right, Chris, Jeanette, and Jill, I've got important and vital and life-saving information for all three of you, okay?
Okay.
All right. According to a new study, constant criticism of your partner could shorten their life.
Oh, no.
These guys are shortening your life.
Oh, no. Yeah, I already knew that.
Nah. Caps not on tightly. Radio and AC not off. Sandwiches made in midair are knocking years off your life.
Kyle, are you listening?
That's got to be terrifying for you. And I'm giving you this information so that you can go back to all three of these guys today and go, what are you, trying to kill me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I will use it for sure.
Absolutely. According to this study, and thank you so much for your calls. I felt like it was important that you all had it. It's important to not constantly critique your significant other. Lafayette College researchers found that people who took part in a survey and reported higher levels of criticisms in their partnerships were significantly more likely to die within the following 5 years.
Wow.
Compared to those who did not receive the criticism.
Unbelievable.
It's killing them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got to dial this thing back for safety's sake. Or maybe that's all part of the master plan.
I
don't know.
I was thinking that.
How many people are like, I got to start criticizing more?
Yeah, right.
What's the number one thing? 312-233-1019. In fact, you might be... on your way to one right now, Jeff.
Is it a doctor's appointment?
A doctor's appointment. No, but that those stress me out like you wouldn't believe.
It's so nice to get them over with, but yeah, it's like, what are they going to do to me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those stress me out a lot because it's rare that they go, nah, everything's great.
Right.
You're in great shape. Got it. Tom.
Yeah, how you doing?
Most stressful.
A Zoom conference call?
Oh, very timely. Very timely. That's not it either. That is not it either, though. The number one thing that stresses people out is what, Joanne?
A job interview?
That is it right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are the worst.
On your way to a job. You know what happens when you're on your way to a job interview?
I know exactly.
Yeah.
That's totally.
Yeah. I threw up this morning.
Better than in the interview, though.
You should start your interview that way.
Very stressful. Number two in the things that stress people out, being caught off guard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, which happens about every 20 minutes around here.
Yeah.
Number three, when something doesn't go according to plan, which happens about every 7 minutes around here.
I would say so, actually.
Number four, doing any type of presentation.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, just...
You're seeing, and you know what is additionally stressful is if you have to do a presentation on Zoom.
Yeah.
True. Well, because then you have, like, your link and everything to worry about, too. It adds an extra layer.
Those that and when we do those around here, those never work.
Well, I think that's just the nature of the beast.
And there's a chance you're going to put something up on the screen you really don't want someone to see.
That too.
What exactly do you have going on in your life? You've got like,
bedroom
sex shoes.
No. Like, I didn't mean that
stuff
sexually.
That you're afraid to put up on
I
the screen.
Mean
what
that
is
sexually.
Going on
I
with
meant,
you?
I meant like, you know, it could be even just numbers or spreadsheets or you know, personal information.
Being the center of attention in a big crowd, number five on the most stressful things
like that
people deal with. Number six, meeting someone for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's stressful. Why first dates are so stressful.
Which is number seven, going on a first date.
Oh, really?
Number seven, going on a first date is very stressful. Number eight, doing a performance such as singing or acting.
Yeah, I can see that.
Number eight, trying something new for the first time. Mm. And or that's number nine. And I like number 10. Being the first person to arrive to an event. That's the worst.
That
is the worst.
Yep. There's nobody there. It's awkward. Even the host is like, why are you here?
Right. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. You don't want to be the first person to arrive at an event, but somebody always has to be.
That's true.
Just as long as it's not you. Let's go back. Back to your 18-year-old self. You see your 18-year-old self and you just shake your head. Go, I got three words for you, you.
Yeah.
And you lay those three words on your 18-year-old self. What are they? 312-233-1019. The internet just asked it. Yo, internet, what's up? You meet your 18-year-old self. You're allowed to say three words. What do you say? All right, we've got all the finalists here. We said we'd give a prize to the best three-word-to-yourself answer. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got to pick the winner. I've got a number right now between my behind my back.
Okay.
You get odds or evens. Whip, you get one. Violetta, you get the other one. Whichever one gets it right, you're going to pick the winner. Who wants odds? Who wants even? I got the number behind my back right now.
We pick a number or we pick evens
or odds? Odds or evens.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Whip.
Okay, evens.
All right, you got odds, Violetta. Yeah. The number is?
2.
Whip, you're picking today's winner.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Violetta, feel free to chime in.
Oh, okay, thanks.
What would you tell your 18-year-old self in 3 words, Jenny?
Don't get married.
Don't get married.
Oh,
I had a feeling that was coming.
Very nice. Hold on to that one. What would you tell your 18-year-old self, Woody?
Invest in Microsoft.
Oh, boy. Good one. Invest in Microsoft. Hold on. Bridget, your 18-year-old self. Bridget.
Oh, it gets better.
It gets better.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, Mike, you pull up to the stoplight. Your 18-year-old self's in the car next to you. You tell your 18-year-old self to roll down the window, and what do you say?
All you do is say, run like hell.
Run like hell.
Okay. From what?
18-year-old self needs to know what, Alex?
Break it off.
Break it off. Lay it on your 18-year-old self in 3 words, Nikki.
You know nothing.
You know nothing.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Tell your 18-year-old self something, Becky.
Don't date Joe.
Don't date Joe.
Poor Joe.
And finally, your 18-year-old self needs some guidance, Arlene. You say what?
Where's your hair?
Where's your hair?
I
don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Violetta, which one would you go with?
Oh, my God. I got to go with where's your hair?
Whip, you get to choose the winner, though.
I think I like you know nothing.
You know nothing.
You know nothing, kid.
You know nothing, Nikki.
Nice.
Nice is right. What do we... 3-Story Thursday, 3 stories. You get to hear the headlines and rank them in the order that you would like to have them told to you.
Perfect.
Are you ready? Story Thursday. Headline number 1. Missouri doctor loses license for amputating toe on his porch.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Headline number 2. Birdman covered in bagels lets pigeon feast on himself in New York City park.
Oh, that's like that lady in Home Alone 2. You remember her?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, she feeds the birds.
Yeah, it's unpleasant.
Covers herself in bagels?
Well, not exactly bagels, but same idea. Pigeons, they,
gotcha.
You know.
Flying rats.
Yeah.
Headline number 3. Study says women's bodies can weed out inferior sperm.
What?
Yeah, ones that don't swim as well or... You know,
I feel like
sideways
a lot of women can do that.
Can't do math or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your choices.
Interesting.
What would you like?
Ooh, should we start with the sperm?
Yeah, we should probably end with that.
Okay,
oh,
let's end
okay.
There.
Well, let's start with the pigeon thing.
Pigeons, it is, Whip. Birdman covered in bagels lets pigeons feast on himself in New York City Park. The Big Apple Birdman tied bagels to his body and offered himself up as brunch to a hungry horde of pigeons. All right, come on, birds, the man says as his guests are already feasting and video is rolling.
Oh. That is my worst nightmare. I couldn't even watch him do it.
The unidentified doughboy was being filmed for what appeared to be a video stunt. The video was posted on the @WhatIsNewYork Twitter page, which has dubbed him the Birdman.
I would say he got that.
Look at Whip. Whip's going there right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to find it, yeah.
He's going there right
I
now.
I want to see this.
Missouri doctor loses license for amputating toe on porch.
Oh, yeah.
In Jefferson City, a doctor lost his state medical license after amputating a patient's gangrenous toe on the porch of his rural office that doubled as a machine shed.
Oh.
You know, you got to have multiple uses. It is,
well, right.
It is Missouri. The Missouri State Board of Registration for the Healing Arts revoked John Urey's physician and surgeon license. Urey had been practicing located in Deepwater, about halfway between Springfield and Kansas City. Reached Wednesday, the 73-year-old Urey called the board's actions a travesty of justice.
Well, I'm going to go with he may not need a license in order to keep doing this. He's just going to keep doing it anyway.
Yeah. State officials seemed intent on stripping him of his medical practice. The toe amputation, everything was absolutely perfectly sterile out in the bright sunshine and fresh air right outside the machine shed.
Ew.
The saw was only slightly rusty.
It's fine. It's fine.
That's nauseating.
And finally, on 3-Story Thursday, Women's bodies can weed out inferior sperm.
Oh, yeah.
We're incredible.
You really are incredible. That's what I was about to say. That was my next sentence. You really are incredible.
Yeah, the body can do so many amazing things.
Contrary to popular belief, the fastest sperm don't always finish first. Various chemicals in the female reproductive system can also determine which ones are successful. The whole reproductive tract of the female seems to be evolved to filter out unwanted sperm. Guys that, you know, bad opening lines,
right.
Dress poorly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wish we could weed it out before we get there.
It's like there's a velvet rope with a bouncer.
Right.
You're like, you with those shoes on, no way you're getting in here.
Exactly.
No way. Interestingly, they found that the most compatible sperm were also the least genetically similar to the egg. So opposites, in fact, do attract.
Wow.
Yeah. Who had any idea? The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.